Om Shanti. Today is 19th May 2018, Saturday. Today's blessing is, may you renounce body consciousness and maintain your self-respect by remaining constantly stable in your self-respect. Saman. Explanation. In return for their renunciation, the children who renounce body consciousness in this one birth and remain stable in their self-respect receive from the Father the bestower of fortune, the fortune of being in their self-respect throughout the whole cycle. For half the cycle they receive respect from the subjects. For half the cycle they receive subjects from the devotees. It is at this time, at the confluence age, God Himself gives respect to His children who maintain their own self-respect. Regard and self-respect are very deeply connected. Samman and Swaman are very much deeply connected. So Baba is saying, if in this last birth you give up body consciousness, just for this birth, if you give up body consciousness in this last birth, you get respect from the Father, you get respect from the subjects, you get respects from the devotees. So he is telling us about the benefit of giving body consciousness at this time. If you give up body consciousness, if you renounce body consciousness, as a result of this renunciation, you receive self-respect, you receive respect. So whilst we are in the golden age, we will achieve higher post, and whilst we will be king, our subjects will respect us, the royal family will respect us, the whole kingdom will respect us. But if you want to achieve that respect, here you need to be situated in the self-respect. Self-respect is something which is absolutely against inferiority complex. Self-respect is something that helps you to kill self-victimization. Self-respect is something that helps you to destroy the deepening feeling of guilt, self-guilt, which is corroding the very soul. So respecting oneself helps you in getting rid of the expectation to get respect from others. A person who is situated in self-respect, respect follows him. A person who is situated in self-respecting gets rid of all the complaining that others are not regarding me, others are not paying attention to me, others are neglecting me, others are not responding to me, others are not reciprocating to my love. He is free from it. You don't need anybody's respect, anybody's care, anybody's attention, anybody's recognition or appreciation. We are not hungry, we are not beggars of respect. And the subtle connotation of this line, that two things are very much interlinked. One is respect, another is self-respect. There is a deep relationship between these two things. When Baba himself is saying there is a deep relationship, otherwise also, even if he doesn't say that, this is a very deep statement. Each and every statements of his, recently Baba has said, each and every version, what is the cost? Yesterday only, I suppose, lakhs, each and every version. So here Baba is underlining that these two things are linked with each other, self-respect and respect. We don't need respect, we don't need recognition, or rather we should not crave internally for that recognition, because every time we will crave, every time this yearning will arise, it will give rise to a sort of despondency, because we never know that the other person, what is in his mind. Will he ever respect us? Will he ever recognize us? We are working hard so much, but there would be hardly any recognition. But we are not working for recognition from the world. God knows. He understands. He sees everything. There is nothing hidden from Him. So when His recognition comes, all this expectation from the world goes away. So Baba is saying, here, renounce body consciousness. Remain situated in the self-respect. As a result of this, you will get three things. First, in the golden age and the silver age, your subjects would respect you automatically. You don't have to ask them. You will command respect. One. Second, whilst you are in the copper age and iron age, that time also your devotees, they will respect you, because at that time you will become Divya Darshaniya Murth, a divine vision, a divine image that grants vision. This is a very beautiful word, Divya Darshaniya Murth, a divine image that grants vision. So in the copper age or in the iron age, your devotees will respect you. You don't have to sit in your temple and beseech devotees, come to me, come to me. No, they will come to you automatically, because your aura, your vibrations are so powerful that automatically they will be pulled towards you because of your benevolent presence, because of your presence of blessing, because of your image that grants vision, Vardhani Murth. You will be Alankari Murth. You will be beautiful, Sundar. You will be Akarshak, attractive. So you don't have to ask for respect even then. Automatically, all the devotees, they will come to you, and all their internal desires, pure desires, you will fulfill. So that is the second. And third, God Himself will respect you. He will respect you, and when God Himself is coming down and respecting you, what respect we want from the world? We don't need respect from anybody of this world, because the greatest respect is being given by the greatest Father. In yesterday's Sakar Murli, there was a beautiful line. Even if you remember that you are godly student and Godfather is teaching you, Aho Saubhagya. Blessed are those who consider themselves to be God's student. Blessed are those who are godly students and they think that God Himself is teaching us. Even this Father Brahma is not a teacher. There is no glory of this Brahma, do not remember His body. There were such statements in yesterday's Murli. So, to renounce body consciousness is of paramount importance in this Brahmin life. Once the body consciousness is renounced, all other things will follow. And if we are holding on unto body consciousness, nothing happens. So the crux of the story is to give up this body consciousness. And for giving up body consciousness, first we need to understand what is body consciousness, what are the subtle, what are the royal, what are the gross forms of body consciousness. So there are three divisions: gross forms of body consciousness, subtle forms of body consciousness, and royal forms of body consciousness. So today's homework is this: write down what are the gross, stool forms of body consciousness. To get unhappy, to get depressed, is that soul consciousness? What is subtle form of body gross form of body consciousness? What are the subtle forms and what are the royal forms? We have given up the gross, we have given up even the subtle, but there are certain royal forms of body consciousness still remaining. Still, they are with us. There was once a person, and he had spent his life in different skills. mostly he was a soldier, and he was very perfect in his art, in how to handle the weapons and all. And towards the end of his life, he thinks, now I should retire, and he goes to a Zen monastery, and there he says, I don't want to continue with that life of a soldier, I want to now live a life full of happiness, peace and serenity. So I want to stay here in this Zen monastery, and I want to learn archery. And I am learning archery not because I want to become perfect, just I want to practice it. I don't want to apply it anywhere. Just I want to spend my whole life studying archery. And this man, a religious man now, and who is turning towards spirituality, and he is trying to understand meditation in Zen ashram, and he says, I want to stay here, and he stays there for 10 years. And in the 10 years, he become a perfect archer. He so perfect in his skills that he doesn't want to go back. And his master says him one day, now you can go. He says, why I should go out of this ashram? I want to stay here. I don't want to earn anything. I don't have any worldly desires. I want to retire. I have taken sannyas from the world and I want to continue my whole life here. I don't want to go back into the world because I don't have any worldly aims, goals. And I am so happy and so contented. I have learned this art of archery, but I don't want to practice it anywhere. I just want to stay here and continue perfecting my skill. The master says, no, you have to go. You go. And is driven out of the ashram. Willy-nilly, he goes out of there. And then he reaches, he thinks, where I should go now? I should go to my old home, my old village. He goes to his old village. And there, he is shocked. Because every tree, there is a circle and there is a arrow. So he is shocked. Who is this archer? More perfect than me. Every tree of his village, there is a circle, bullseye, and there is an arrow. Straight in the middle. So he is shocked to see, there is somebody who is perfect than me. So everywhere he sees, he enters the village, every home, every wall of the every house has a hole as a circle and there is an arrow. And he is so agitated, he is so disturbed. He says, who is this person who has made this perfect, who is better than me, who is more perfect than me? So he says, call that person, I am waiting at the river. So he waits at the river and a small girl comes, a very small girl. And she is playing there. So he waits for a long time and nobody comes. And then that girl says, are you waiting for me? He says, no, I am not waiting for you. I am waiting for the person who is better archer than me and who has made that hole and who has shot that arrow. So the girl says, I am that person. He says, what, you? He says, yes. So he is shocked. He is so perfect. 10 years he was practicing archery and this small girl has made such a perfect shooting. So he says, how could you do this? So girl says, it is so simple. First I shoot and then I make the circle. So he was so calm and quiet at his ashram and he feels, I don't want to compete with anybody. I want to live a life of religion and relaxation. But see, the disturbance happens when you find that somebody is going ahead of you. And here it was a small girl. And when she reveals the secret, then he feels a heave, a sigh of relief. So Baba is saying, give up body consciousness. This is also a form of body consciousness. When you compare yourself with somebody, you find that somebody is overshooting you, oversmarting you. Okay. So today's homework is this. 5 forms of body consciousness, 5 royal forms, 5 gross forms and 5 subtle forms. Om Shanti. Now, hand over to Shyam Bhai and Manju Ben. They are going to conduct a very beautiful spiritual activity. The name of the activity is Chinese Whispers. Om Shanti.